You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Nearly half of South African adults are reportedly borrowing money to afford groceries. Now, this is according to the Finmark Trust's latest study, the Finscope Consumer South Africa Report. The survey results found 40% of consumers are using credit for household necessities, while 2 out of 5 individuals have gone without electricity in the past 12 months due to the lack of affordability. For more on these statistics, we're now joined on the line by Jabulani Khumalo, the Senior Data and Analytics Specialist at Finmark Trust. A very good morning to you and welcome.
A very good morning, Elvis, and to your listeners.
Well, Mr. Khumalo, tell us, why are nearly half of South African adults resorting to borrowing money to afford food and electricity?
Maybe just to build the trust into the survey, I will just highlight on what it's Finscope survey. Finscope Consumer Survey is an annual probability survey that was initiated by Finmark Trust in 2003, focusing on adult South Africans, residents, and providing insight into their interaction with financial services and products. We spoke to around 5,600 respondents across all 9 provinces in urban and deep rural areas. So what we are seeing from the data is that the living costs are rising against the fixed salary and leaving most people with less disposable income and very limited resources to cover monthly living costs. As a result, 38% or around 17 million adults' monthly income is not enough to cover living expenses. Therefore, it is not surprising that 40% of adults are reported resorting to borrowing money to buy food, and spending about 12% of income on home energy. This includes electricity. It's considered highly burdensome for South Africans. Given these statistics, it is not shocking that 41% or close to 20 million adults have gone without electricity in the households because they could not afford to buy electricity.
So how much of a contributing factor is the country's energy crisis, as well as the COVID-19 pandemic in terms of load, the energy crisis in terms of load shedding I'm referring to, COVID-19 as well, and other factors played in this respect?
Well, Finscope data does show that around 3 million adults are still recovering from the impact of COVID-19. So there's no doubt there's still the consequences of what we experienced 2-3 years back. And we have already spoken up about around 8 million households that cannot afford electricity. And sure, the issue of power cuts, including outages and load shedding, continues. Nearly a half of South Africans do not have mechanism to raise money for alternative energy sources. So for us, this is a really difficult situation.
Salaries are not increasing. So what do you think needs to be done to improve the financial state of South African consumers? Or is it a matter of perhaps financial literacy or improving the country's economy?
Financial literacy programs really help you to manage your money wisely and also to make sound financial decisions and to achieve financial stability in life. But one still needs a growing economy to deal with the disparities. Approximately 55% or 30 million people or of the population is living in poverty at the national upper poverty line, while a total of around 14 million people are experiencing food poverty. So definitely we need both.
Mm-hmm. I thank you so much for your time and joining us this morning. That was Jabulani Khumalo, the Senior Data Analytics Specialist at Finmark Trust. And as you heard there, nearly half of South African adults are reportedly borrowing money to afford groceries.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.